Welcome back. Fourth quarter begins with a second foul on Makai White. Chillicothe with the ball. They deny McKitty the pass to Gray, so McKitty in the paint, he just pops it up and in. They left the basket open to deny him the pass. That was a little unusual by Richmond. 45-20, Chillicothe by 25. There's a three ball, nothing but the bottom of the net for Noah Thornberry for the Spartans of Richmond. Chillicothe looking for win number 18. Richmond 14-11 on the season. Chillicothe, a lot tougher schedule this year, though, than Richmond. Hayward pulls up at the high post. They have to kick it out. Had him well defended that time. McKitty, right wing. Wants to go weak side. Defense is there, so they go up top to Walker Graves. He's looking around. McKitty drives to the free throw line, pulls it back out. Fourth quarter, minute 15 old, 45-23, Chillicothe. Snyder, good defense that time by Makai White. Lamp, took the travel. Tried to square himself up for the bucket and took one too many steps before he shot. And we shuffle some players in and out for Richmond. Dominic Williams will bring it across the timeline. Original starting, normal starting five for Chillicothe. Williams works it over right side. Working against Hayward. Waves off the help. Feels he can do it himself. Pulls up in the corner. Up top, Elliott. Three ball land. No, not there. Oh, nice rebound by Alexander. And then loses it out of bounds. Since both teams wear red, it's hard to say how many fans each team has, but I think a larger student section for Richmond, a larger parent and adult section for Chillicothe. Although a nice student section here for Chillicothe as well. McKitty shakes and bakes on the wing. Nothing there. Gives it out to Graves. They skip it over to Lamp on the baseline there. Hayward looks off a tray, drives inside, leaves it for Snyder, who posted up and drops it in. Nice play that time, Cade Snyder. He can just kind of lurk around the low post, and they tend to forget about him. Drive inside by White. Blocking foul on Chillicothe's Walker Graves. Didn't sell it that time. 47-23, Chillicothe, first foul on Graves. 5:33 left to play. Free throws coming up, back in 30 on KCHI. Both free throws good for White for Richmond. 47-25, Chillicothe's lead is 22. Hayward, circle left. Baseline, McKitty thinks about a tray, decides to try one, comes up short. And out of bounds off of Richmond, right in front of me. 5:06 left to play. As they bring in Alex Hambrick, checks back in, and Noah Thornberry sets down. Chillicothe 47, Richmond 25, 5:06 left to play. They lob it into Snyder. Snyder is hacked by Diaz Elliott. And Snyder will go to the line now to shoot two. We'll keep it right here this time. 5:04 left to play. 47-25 is your score. Chillicothe with a lead. Hornets set to send in Willard and Marshall. First free throw is in by Cade Snyder. And Thornberry checks back in, and Williams sets down now as both teams send some fresh legs into the game. 48-25, Chillicothe. Second one is in. Both are in for Snyder. 49-25. Snyder checks out for a breather now. So you have Marshall, Graves, Lamp, McKitty, and Willard on the court right now. Thornberry brings it across the timeline for Richmond. Right side, Hambrick. There's a B in there, Hambrick. Up top, hassled by McKitty. Timeout, Richmond. Back after this on KCHI. Richmond took a timeout. They try to lob it in. Ian Smith in the game now. Smith with defense on Diaz Elliott. Leaned into him a little bit too much on the low post, and Now Diaz Elliott at the free throw line. Willard, McKitty, Smith, Marshall, and Lamp for the moment. Zach Trout set to check in next, and the first one is in for Elliott. Evans checks in as well. And the normal starters, McKitty and Lamp, get a breather with 4:40 left to play. 49-26. Chillicothe by 23. Can Elliott cut it to 22? Let's find out. And he does just that. Second one is in. Marshall working against, gets it into Evans, working against a press. White right with him. Evans spins again, crosses the timeline. Good dribbling by, and cool as a cucumber by Evans. Inside to Smith. Smith has it blocked, recovered by Evans. And then a pass stolen and put in by Hamrick. Richmond not going to lay over and play dead. They're down by 20, but there is 4 minutes left. This one isn't decided just yet. Lawson and Higginsville is the second game tonight. The winner of this game plays the winner of that one for the championship. Tried to lob it into Smith, and that was stolen by Elliott. Here comes Richmond. This will bring McKitty back into the ball game. Top of the key, Hamrick for three. Wide right, Willard with a rebound. I'm sorry, that was Thornberry. Not that it really matters. I don't think we get to Richmond. Up top, Adler Marshall lobs it into Smith. This time Smith controls it. No, said he traveled when he was trying to gain possession. So they're trying to lob it into the big man, and he's having a little bit of problems. Fresh legs check in. We have McKitty, Graves, Ian Smith, Cody Evans, and Zach Trout. 49-29, Chillicothe by 20. Richmond's ball with 3:33 left in the ballgame. Noah Thornberry pulls it back out, working against Graves on the wing. Tries to switch over. Graves sticks right with him. Powers it up over Graves, but doesn't get it to fall. McKitty, the weak side rebound. McKitty switches hands. Makes it around Hambrick at the midcourt stripe. Evans, circle right. Up top, Smith, 49-29. Chillicothe by 20. Up top, Cody Evans, circle right. Up top, Smith back over to Evans, right side. Up top, Zach Trout gets it back to Evans on the wing. Cody Evans dribbles to the free throw line, shovels it over to McKitty. Baseline left, thinks about a trade, doesn't want to do it. Wants a little screen from Smith. A little pick and roll. Smith on the floor once, gives it back to McKitty. McKitty skirts it down to Trout. Baseline right, three ball, didn't get it to fall. Rebound, Graves almost had it. Richmond comes up with it. They shovel it down. And Makai White shot blocked by Zach Trout, out of bounds. A great effort by Trout. A low post block. 49-29, Chillicothe by 20 with 2:26 left in the ballgame. Right side, Alexander. Three ball, count it. Timeout. Back in 60 seconds, Chillicothe still leading 49-32 on KCHI. 2:22 left to play in the ball game. Chillicothe 49, Richmond 32. Spartans make a little bit of a comeback here, but they got a lot of ground to make up in a short amount of time, so Chillicothe's lead is 17. An inbounds play by Chillicothe backcourt. Lost out of bounds. Richmond another chance. This one isn't over. Five team fouls on Richmond, six on Chillicothe. And Richmond with another opportunity to get closer. Right side, they're chucking them from the cheap seats. That one doesn't fall for White from the right wing. And referees with a whistle. Oh, they're going to call that on Cade Snyder pushing off. So another opportunity for Richmond. Chillicothe 49, Richmond 32. Seventh foul on Cade Snyder. It's a 1-1 for Noah Thornberry, the 6'4 junior. And Thornberry makes the first one. Snyder, Graves, McKitty, Lamp, and Trout right now, 49-33. This is getting a little interesting. 16 now, 2:09 left to play. I've seen it happen before. Second one, no good. Rebound controlled by Elliott. Three ball over top of Lamp. Count it by Hamrick. 2 minutes left, 49-36. What happened to our 25-point lead? Still leading, and that's a handshake foul. Reach in by Hamrick just shy of the timeline as McKitty bringing it down court around him. Minute 54 left to play. That's the sixth team foul on Richmond. Richmond sends in Dominic Williams, and White checks out. Snyder at midcourt gets it in backcourt to Nate McKitty. McKitty across the timeline. Right side to Trout. That's a foul on Thornberry. He was going for the foul, but they don't call intentional fouls in this situation. Trying to force Chillicothe at the free throw line. It'll be a 1-1, seventh team foul. 49-36, Chillicothe by 13, a minute 46 left to play. Richmond's made a nice little comeback. Trout at the line, front of a 1-1, count it. 14-point lead. Second one. Trout doesn't get it to fall. Hamrick picks it up. The rebound. Williams down court. He's double-teamed. Gets it to Elliott. Elliott makes it around Graves. Dances it up off the rim and in. 50-38. 12-point lead now. Minute 30. It's getting a little interesting here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still feeling pretty confident. But Richmond is battling for their collective season lives. And you got to give them props for not folding up and going home with when they were trailing by 23 at the start of the fourth quarter. McKitty, first one is in. Takes his time. Second one. Off the rim, no good. Second straight time. Chillicothe has gone 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 51-38, Chillicothe. Richmond drives the baseline, kicks it out. Long range tray comes up, a long range short for Thornberry. Graves the rebound. Down court to Snyder on the fast break. Snyder going up. I think he was thinking about dunking it or laying it up, but he was hammered by Thornberry. Wasn't knocked to the ground, but Thornberry, with an obvious foul there. Third one on Thornberry, ninth team foul. Snyder at the line, pretty good free throw shooter. For the Hornets. Snyder at the line, two-shot foul. First one is in. Snyder leads a team with 72% free throw shooting. 52-38, minute 11 left to play. Snyder, second one is in. Snyder makes both of them. Minute 11 left to play. 15-point lead for Chillicothe. Girls will play at 5:30. Boys championship is 8 o'clock tomorrow. Hamrick tries to slide it in underneath to Elliott. Pushing off is the call, and White will check to the line, or check into the game. We'll be back after this. Free throws coming up next on KCHI. So Richmond makes both of their free throws. They immediately foul Walker Graves, and he misses his two. It's a 13-point game. Three ball left wing doesn't fall anywhere except into McKitty's hands. He goes three-quarter court pass to Snyder. Snyder weaving through the defense, pulls up in the circle with 39 seconds left. Richmond will find their season come to an end. They're still fighting. They're still sending Chillicothe to the free throw line in hopes of something happening, but it's a 13-point lead, 34 and a half seconds left, and the big lead early on for Chillicothe was the difference in this one. That strong first quarter when they led 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. Led by 23 at the start of this quarter did Chillicothe, and that's a lot to overcome if you're a Richmond. Zach Kraut, first free throw, is up and in. 14-point lead. That one no good. Rebound, Richmond. Noah Thornberry brings it down court to Williams. Right side, Trey with 25 seconds left. Doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe the rebound. Down court to Zach Trout. All alone. Pops it up and in just for good measure. 15 seconds left. Chillicothe advances to the district championship. McKitty with the steal with 8 seconds. Brings it down court. Was going to give it to Snyder. He wasn't expecting it. 3 seconds left. It's an all-Chillicothe championship night tomorrow night. A Chillicothe doubleheader. I will talk to the powers that be here to make sure everything is spick, span, and spiffy and ready to go for the doubleheader tomorrow. Half court at the buzzer, and he nails it! That's a season ender, but it was it's a fun way to end it, I guess. If you can't win, that's one way to end it. Trevin Alexander, a three ball at the buzzer from half court, makes the final score. Chillicothe 56-43. Chillicothe outscored 23-13 in that fourth quarter. So Chillicothe, congratulations. They advanced to the championship round with an 18-9 record. And we'll talk a little bit about this game and more pregame or postgame show coming up next on KCHI.